Greetings and salutations. So I just got done driving, and I had said in an earlier boo, today's my rebirth date. 9 years ago today, around 8:30 in the evening, I was T-boned by Bambi, going about 65, 70 miles an hour on my 1998 Harley-Davidson Sportster outside Savannah, Illinois. I think it was Route 62 or 64. And for those that don't know, that's when I shattered my left clavicle, also known as your collarbone. Tore all the ligaments out of my knee. Head injury, back injury. No, I wasn't wearing a helmet, but I was wearing my leathers. I was pretty much off of work for a little less than a year. I went back to work about a week before my accident happened. And 9 years ago today, this weekend, my oldest son had graduated from high school. And it all happened in the same weekend. But what I find really strange, and I don't know how many of you believe in signs, and I was watching some movie yesterday where they said there are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. The universe does stuff for a reason. And I was driving the bus this morning in a little town. I don't know. I don't even think they have 500 people in there. Maybe 300. I should look on the sign. I don't even know if they have the numbers on the sign. But I was driving, and it wasn't a wooded area. It was open cornfields. And all of a sudden, a young deer jumped out in front of the bus. And I watched it gallop, you know, through the cornfields. And at first I was, okay, no big deal. But then I realized, okay, it's the 29th of May. 9 years ago today, I had a motorcycle accident where I hit a deer. Well, the deer jumped out in front of me and got in my way. No, I did not kill the deer. Because I pretty much dragged it with me, and then it kicked me off into the ditch where the highway kind of goes down, you know, the shoulder, an extended shoulder. But it's just a, I don't know. Was it a sign? I don't know. I'm not one to believe in signs. I am. Somewhat superstitious. But I just found it strange. And then there's some other stuff going on in my life that I just don't know how to deal with. I guess it's kind of got me stressed out. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't hit the deer. And I was thinking, can you imagine the story I could I hit a deer on same day, just different year, in a bus. I was thinking, if it ever happened again, I wouldn't stop. And I think that's where people have their accidents, is that they try not to hit the deer in a bus. I would have just kept going. I was riding my motorcycle. I never swerved to avoid to hit it. I never slammed on the brakes. I tried to slow down, but by that time it had already broke the key off in the ignition when it hit me from the side, because its body kind of wrapped around the motorcycle. Thank God for my windshield. Otherwise, I think it would have just knocked me completely off of it. But and I saw a car last week that had hit a deer. and its whole passenger side was totally smashed in. And I was thinking, with my little Toyota Avalon, I think it would be a bad thing to hit a deer. I could just see it sloping up onto the windshield, and I've heard where people have gotten killed where it's come through the windshield. And I know someone hit a cow. It was out in the highway, and I know a cow is a lot bigger. And yeah, that killed the person. So it is kind of, I don't know, sad, but I thought I'd share that. It was weird for me, and I still keep thinking about it. I think, well, I'm headed to my other job, but I want some ice cream now. I need that comfy food. I want some ice cream. Okay, later-ness, people.